This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, for the calendar aware among us, is Columbus Day. In honor thereof, government offices, a lot of schools, and a lot of banks are going to be shut down. Ditto for Memorial Day, President's Day, and Martin Luther King Day, to name just a couple. Mighty convenient they all come on Mondays, huh? Nice to have regularly scheduled three-day weekends and all. For that, we can thank Congress and some other folks, too, as Gigi Duban explains.
If Columbus Day for you is a time to stock up on towels, or better yet, get out of town, you're in good company, and you're doing exactly what Congress wanted you to do back in 1968 when it passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. Spend money. Gerald Friedman teaches economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst.
Well, there was very strong support in Congress, but the initiative came from the tourism and vacation interests.
Like the hotel industry lobby and the American Automobile Association, he says. You could see why hotels that would normally be dead on a Sunday night would be all about this.
And it was very consciously decided that we wanted to promote vacations and leisure, and people felt a three-day holiday would lead to more traveling.
And it has. During a typical three-day weekend, AAA estimates more than 34 million Americans hit the road. And even if people don't leave town, there's always the mall. John McNamara is Senior Education Fellow at the Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History.
So we have things like Veterans Day sales. We have Columbus Day sales. We have Memorial Day sales.
The National Retail Federation doesn't track sales over Monday holidays, but they're big shopping days. McNamara says, here's the sad thing. People have forgotten why they have the day off. That's one reason Veterans Day was shifted back from a Monday holiday to its traditional November 11th. So if this stuff isn't set in stone, maybe more three-day weekends are in store?
I'm kind of waiting for them to move 4th of July to a Monday.
I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.